Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 28th of February, 2022, the 8th Monday of Epiphany. Keiko Ying sings, No Sparrow Falls.
No sparrow falls outside your sight, no nestless swallow calls. But you, Lord, lift its wings in flight to shelter in your walls. And when your flock in sorrow wept and trapped in Pharaoh's snare, from heaven down to earth you left their sufferings to share. And when the storm in torrents raged and oak trees toppled down, we wished again for Pharaoh's cage. You did not let us drown, but lifted us above the flood, borne up on your own wings. You fed us with your flesh and blood, who longed for things. What are we, Lord, the human race, that you bear us in mind? Just sparrows winging your grace, who trust you to be kind. And send us, Lord, a gentle air, shelter in your shadow there till every storm depart.
Today's reading is from the letter to the Ephesians, the first chapter, starting at the first verse.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Christ Jesus, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory.
In the United Adoration Devotional, A Place of Beauty, author and songwriter Hunter Lynch urges us to emulate God as we, quote, strive to cast aside shortcuts and embrace the slowness of hammer striking chisel, unveiling beauty with unyielding persistence. One of the ways we are equipped to unveil beauty and emulate God's excellency in our craftsmanship is to study His works. Today's scripture reading focuses on God's workmanship in His redemption of you and me. Do you consider yourself to be a reflection of God's craftsmanship? Why or why not? Bring these thoughts to the Lord. In today's scripture passage, Paul calls us saints, faithful, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, holy and without blame before Him in love, and destined for adoption as His children. Which of these facets of our identity resounds with you? Which one identifies you most readily? Which one do you long for most deeply? Listen to the scripture a second time and ask Holy Spirit to help you recognize yourself in this passage.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before Him in love. He destined us for adoption as His children through Christ Jesus, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace that He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace that He lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, He has made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure that He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory.
In verse 11 of this passage we hear, "In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance." An alternate translation found in the notes for this verse says, "In Christ we have been made a heritage." what might it mean to be a heritage? Since we are examples of God's craftsmanship, how might your life and craft reflect the truth that you are a heritage? Let us pray. Father, I praise you for your majestic works, not simply for creating, but for doing so beautifully. For where there could be barren plains, you graced us with fields of color. Where a placid pond at stream's end would do just as well, you gave the wonder of the waterfall. O God who gives more and better, instruct me today to see canyons in my plateau, to see mountains instead of uniformity, and to see redemption's story unfolding in my meager efforts. Strengthen me now to set my hands to a labor that will reach beyond this life, and by your grace, may nourish generations to come. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.